Okay, so today I want to talk about the sin of fornication and the sin of adultery. Yeah, and you in Farsi just heard the same word twice.
That's
because your language uses the same word for both. And both are sins that are having to do with the physical relationship between a man and a woman outside of a marriage. Now, in a moment, I will show you that these terms that in Farsi are the same, that they are closely related, but they are two different sins.
نزدیکم به هم دیگه، اما دو تا گناه متفاوته.
I want to start to give you some scriptures.
چند تا آیه میخوام بهتون بدم.
To show you these sins are wrong.
بهتون نشون بدم این گناه ها.
Exodus 14.
خروج 14.
Exodus 20 verse 14.
آیه 14.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah. You ready?
Okay.
That was quiet.
Yeah, I know. I know. It is short. This is one of the Ten Commandments. Yeah, God says there's 10 basic rules here.
That
will help you live your life right before me. Yeah, and the first four deal with our relationship with God.
And
the last six deal with our relationship with other people. And here it tells you how to not deal with other people. That is, do not commit adultery. Don't do this. Go to Proverbs 6. Proverbs 6, 32. But whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul.
I said the half.
Proverbs 6, 32.
32?
Yeah.
I said the hash.
اما مردی که با زنی زنا میکند عاری از عقل است.
Yeah, so if you commit adultery, you lack understanding. Yeah, you're stupid.
And
it will destroy you. Now, in a moment, we'll see the punishments
that
should be carried out according to God. But even without the punishments that God describes,
اما حتی اگه بدون مجازات خداوند باشه.
Yeah, for example, a husband could be quite upset.
ولی اگه یک زنی زنا کنه.
If somebody commits adultery with his wife.
یک کسی با زنش زنا کنه، شوهرش حتما عصبانی خواهد شد.
Yeah, you might not survive the ordeal.
شاید خود شوهرت با عصبانیتش نتونه کنترل کنه و تو دیگه نجات پیدا نکنی.
Yeah, go to Matthew 5.
متی 5.
Matthew 5. Verses 27 and 28. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Now, is Jesus lowering the standard here?
آیا عیسی مسیح اینجا استاندارد رو کم کرده؟
It's New Testament, it's all about love and
عشق محبت عیسی گفته ولش کن
باشه. Don't issue anymore today.
دیگه مشکلی نیست. اینا رو ولش کن. هر کاری دلتو خواست
بکن. No, he says not even if you look on a woman to lust after her.
اما میگه اگر با چشم خودت
You have already committed adultery in your heart.
زنا رو در قلبت انجام دادی.
Now, of course, the committing the actual act is worse.
اما درست عمل کردنش به زنا و با نگاه زنا‌آلود داشتن خب بدتره.
But Jesus says even looking at lust
میگه حتی با چشم بد نگاه کردن گناهه.
And it's where actually the problem starts.
و مشکل از همون نگاه شروع میشه.
It begins there and eventually it will end up committing
نگاه و بعد ادامه پیدا میکنه و به زنا میره.
Go to 1 Corinthians 6.
اول قرنتیان فصل 6.
1 Corinthians 6 verse 9.
آیه 9.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind.
آیا نمی دانید که ظالمان وارث ملکوت خدا نمی شوند؟ فریب مخورید. زیرا بی عفتان و خودپرستان و زناکاران
Yeah, that's not a good list to be in.
جزء لیستی نیست که خوبه آدم دلش بخواد جزءش باشه.
Yeah, and fornicators are mentioned, and adulterers are mentioned. I don't know.
افت نام برده شده هم زناکار.
Yeah, so clearly fornication is wrong, adultery is wrong.
بی افتی و زناکاری هر دو تاش.
Both wicked sins.
هر دو تاش گناهای بدی هستند.
Now, there's nothing wrong with a physical relationship between a man and a woman.
هیچ ایرادی بین رابطه زن و مرد
وجود
نداره. When
it is inside of a marriage.
وقتی در ازدواج و درست هستند.
Yeah, Hebrews 13:4.
ابرانیان 13:4.
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers God will judge.
364 ازدواج در میان همه محترم باشد و بسترش پاک زیرا که فاسدان و زناکاران را خدا داوری خواهد بود.
Yeah, marriage is honorable in all.
ازدواج در میان همه محترم باشه.
Yeah, the relationship between a man and woman is right inside a marriage.
زن و شوهر در ازدواج
درست. But never
درسته.
Outside the marriage.
اما هیچ وقت خارج از ازدواج قابل قبول نیست.
On the warmongers and adulterers.
قضاوت میکنه که فاسدان و زناکاران رو داوری خواهد کرد.
Now, let me give you some verses on marriage.
بیاین چند تا آیه بهتون بدم در مورد ازدواج.
Because there are people that commit adultery not even knowing. Thinking that they're doing okay.
زنا میکنن بدون اینکه بدونن زنا کردن.
Yeah, because they have broken the marriage vow.
چون شرط زنا رو.
So let's see how God defines marriage.
عهد رو شکوندن و نمیدونن. ببین خداوند ازدواج رو چجوری میدونه.
The first thing is that God has instituted this between one man and one woman.
خداوند هدفش یک زن با یک مرد بود.
Genesis 2:24.
پیدایش 2:24.
Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
از همین رو پدر و مادر خدا ترک کن به زن خیش خواهد پیوست و به یک تن خواهند شد.
Yeah. A man leaves his father and mother
یک مرد زن
and cleaves unto his wife, singular.
ول میکنه و به یک زن میپیونده زن.
And it's one man and one woman, not other combinations.
یک مرد یک زن نه جور دیگه.
Any other combination is a perversion and it's detestable before God.
در خداوند ازش متنفره و قبولش نداره.
And it should be disgusting to you as well if you're a righteous person.
شما هم اگر آدم نیکوکار باشین باید خوشایند نیاد.
Now, you always have people say, oh, but people in the Bible, they had more wives.
اونام زنای زیادی داشتن.
David had more wives.
داوود چندین زن داشت.
Jacob had more wives.
یعقوب زنای زیادی داشت.
Solomon had.
سلیمان که
a lot of wives.
خیلی داشت.
Yes, they had.
بله
and they were all wrong for doing that. It was against what God had said.
ضد کلام خدا بود.
Already from Genesis 2.
از پیدایش فصل 2 شروع شد.
And if you actually look at their family situations.
اگر به شرایط خانوادگی اونها نگاه
کنید. They're all a mess.
همشون آشغال. We don't
base doctrine on what people do.
ما اعتقادمون رو طبق کاری که انسان‌ها در گذشته انجام دادن
نمی‌ذاریم. Wrong things.
چون مردم همیشه اشتباه میکنن.
Yeah, we base doctrine on clear statements.
اعتقاد رو طبق جمله‌هایی که خداوند اعلام کرده میذاریم.
Go to 1 Corinthians 7 verse 2.
اول قرنتیان فصل 7 آیه 2.
Yeah,
first
which is,
or second.
1 Corinthians 7:2. Which is a clear statement. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and let every woman have her own husband.
اما به خاطر زنا هر مرد زن خود را بدارد و هر زن شوهر خود را بدارد.
How many wives?
چند تا زن؟
For one man?
برای یه مرد؟
One.
یه دونه.
Let every man have his own wife.
هر مرد یک زن داشته باشه و هر زن یه مرد.
And how many men for every woman?
چند تا مرد برای هر خانوم؟
One.
یه
Let
دونه.
Every woman have her own husband.
زن
singular.
خودش و مرد خودش.
Yeah.
همشون مفردن. هیچکدومشون جمع نشده.
This is what God has said.
خداوند گفته.
And happens to be so.
و همین اتفاق افتاده.
That there are about the same number of women as men on this world.
جالب اینه که وقتی آمار دنیا رو نگاه کنیم میبینیم تعداد زنها و مردا یکی.
So it works out fine.
در حقیقت خداوند yeah. درست تقسیم کرده.
Figure that.
تصور کنید چرا این اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, God instituted marriage between one woman.
خداوند برنامه
one
گذاشته
man and one woman.
یک مرد و یک زن.
Romans 7.
رومیان 7.
Romans 7 verses 2 and 3. For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man.
Romans 7:2-3
زیرا زن شوهردار بر حسب شریعت به شوهر تا زمانی که زنده است بسته است، اما هرگاه شوهرش بمیرد از شریعت شوهرش آزاد شود. پس مادامی که شوهرش زنده است، اگر به مرد دیگر بپیوندد، زناکار خوانده می شود، اما هرگاه شوهرش بمیرد از آن شریعت آزاد است، و اگر به هر شوهری دیگر داده شود، زناکار نباشد.
Yeah, I want to make two points from here. The first thing is that a marriage is something legal. It's a legal procedure.
Yeah,
a woman is bound to a husband by the law. Yeah, only when there is some legal contract. Yeah, that says that these two people belong together. Only then you can even talk about violating that when you commit adultery. Yeah, it's a legal procedure that takes place. Yeah. Notice also that marriage is for life. It says she is bound by the law to her husband so long as he lives. So when is this contract void? If one of them dies. Yeah, still death do his part. And only after that a person can remarry without committing adultery. Go to 1 Corinthians 7.
1 Corinthians 7:39.
The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord.
زن مادامی که شوهرش زنده است با قانون بسته است، اما هر بار شوهرش مرد آزاد گردید تا به هر که بخواهد ازدواج کند، اما در خداوند فقط.
Yeah, so can you remarry?
آیا میتونی دوباره ازدواج کنی؟
بله. But only after your spouse is dead.
اما وقتی همسرتون بمیره.
Then that contract is not there anymore.
اون موقع دیگه اون عهدی وجود نداره.
And then you're free to marry anybody.
اون موقع آزادی با هر کی دلت خواست ازدواج کنی.
Yet only in the Lord.
اما در خداوند.
Christians should always only marry believers. Because if you don't, that's a recipe for disaster.
چون اگر ازدواج نکنی، یه برنامه ایست برای نابودی.
Yeah, do not be yoked to an unbeliever.
با غیر ایماندار عهد نبندید.
Yeah, so marriage is till death do us part.
ازدواج تا زمانی که مرگ ما رو از هم جدا کنه.
Yes, and I do understand. There are situations that there is a need to separate from a spouse because of your safety, yeah, because of the safety of a child, yeah, if you're in physical danger, then
you need
to take action.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to go into that, but if you read 1 Corinthians 7, we also have the situation of an unsaved spouse that doesn't want to live with a saved spouse. The Bible says you don't have to live in conflict. You can separate. Yeah, but it doesn't mean then that you can then remarry. Yeah, because you're still bound by the law to that man or to that woman. And it goes both ways. Go to Malachi 2:16. For the Lord, the God of Israel, said that he hated putting away from one covered violence with his government, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit that you deal not treacherously.
یهوه خدای اسرائیل می‌فرماید من از طلاق نفرت دارم و از آن که جامعش را به خشونت می‌پوشاند. پس مراقب روح‌های خود باشید و خیانت نورزید. این از فرمانده خداوند لشکر.
God hates putting away. He hates divorce.
خداوند متنفر از طلاق.
If you ever wonder if God is on board with a divorce,
اگه فکر می‌کنی خدا خوشحال میشه از طلاق کسی،
the answer is always no.
نه، هیچ وقت.
Yeah, divorce is called treacherously.
It's
wicked. It's wrong. Matthew 19:6. Therefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let not man put asunder.
بنابراین بعد از آن دو نیستند، بلکه یک تن هستند. پس آنچه را خدا پیوست انسان جدا نسازد.
Now the Bible says not to break up a marriage.
هیچ وقت ازدواج رو نشکنید گناهه.
And even if you're not the one breaking up the marriage.
حتی اگرم شما باعث شکستن ازدواج نشید.
It's still wrong to remarry.
هنوزم ازدواج دوباره شده.
Because you're bound to your spouse as long as the other lives.
تا زمانی که دیگری در حال زنده است شما یک جورایی به هم وابسته این عهد بسته این.
Yeah, it's hard.
سخته میدونم.
No, yeah, it is hard.
میدونم سخته.
And the consequence of sin.
به خاطر این سختی، به خاطر گناهی که تو دنیامون وجود داره، وجود داره.
Yeah, God takes it seriously.
و خداوند جدی اون رو میگیره.
Yeah, marriage is instituted by God.
ازدواج رو خداوند
برنامه‌ریزی کرده. It's between one man and one woman.
یک مرد و یک زن.
It's a legal transaction.
و یک شریعت، یک قانونیه، یک کار قانونی انجام میشه.
And it's for life.
و تو کل زندگی.
Yeah. And in that relationship.
در اون رابطه.
Yeah. Then you can have a physical relationship between a man and a woman.
Then میتونی رابطه جسمانی بین زن و مرد.
The marriage bed is undefiled.
اون موقع است که زنایی در کار نیست.
Now I pointed out.
اشاره کردم.
That we're talking about two different sins.
در مورد دو تا گناه حرف میزنیم.
Yeah, fornication in English and adultery.
و زنا در زبان انگلیسی دو تا معنی.
Yeah, now what is the difference between the two?
تفاوت این دو تا رو میخوام بهتون بگم.
Yeah, both are having to do with that physical relationship.
هر دو تاشون رابطه ازدواج در شرایطی که غلطه.
Okay, but here's the difference. One happens between unmarried people.
یکی بین کسایی اتفاق میفته که ازدواج نکردن.
In English that's called fornication.
که کلام خداوند میگه که در زبان انگلیسی فورنیکیشن یعنی زنا، یعنی دو نفری که ازدواج نکردن در خارج از ازدواج. اما وقتی یک کسی ازدواج کرده
it is called adultery in English.
اون موقع زنا خونده میشه.
I want to show you now that the Bible clearly talks about two different things.
اما میخوام به این نشون بدم که کتاب مقدس در مورد دو تا چیز متفاوت انجام
میده. I will do that by showing you that there's a different punishment for them.
دو تا مجازات متفاوت وجود داره در
میان. Yeah, so there's a different punishment for if a married person is involved or not.
دو تا رابطه است. اگر کسی همسر داره یا همسر
نداره. Go to Leviticus 20.
لاویان 20.
Leviticus 20 verse 10.
آیه 10.
And the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
اگر مردی با زن مرد دیگری زنا کنند، یعنی با زن همسایه خود، زانی و زانیه هر دو حتما کشته می
شوند. Talking about a married person here.
در مورد دو تا ازدواج کرده صحبت.
And it's pretty straightforward.
ازدواج کرده است. خیلی روشنه.
The person that commits adultery.
کسی که اون زنا را انجام میده، باید کشتش.
Yeah, there is a legal action to be taken against an adulterer.
رفتاری باید انجام بشه قانونی با کسی که زنا کرده.
And a godly government should carry out.
دولت خوب باید اینجوری عمل کنه.
That penalty for an adulterer.
کسی که اینجوری زنا میکنه.
That's God's law.
و این شریعت خداوند بوده.
Adulterer should be taken out of society.
زناکار باید از جامعه جدا شه.
It's both the man and the woman that are involved.
مرد و چه زن، هر دو تا
Go to Deuteronomy 22.
تثنیه 22.
And read verse 22.
آیه 22.
If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die. Both the man that lay with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel.
اگر مردی در حال زنا با زنی شوهردار یافت شود، هر دو باید کشته شوند. هم مردی که با آن زن هم بستر شده و همان زن. بدین گونه بدی را از اسرائیل خواهید دید.
Yeah, so here God tells the Israelites how to deal with the evil in their midst.
در میانتون با بدیا چیکار؟
Yeah, adulterers are to be removed from society.
جامعتون بکشینش و از بین ببرید.
God shows you how severe
چقدر خداوند این گناه رو جدی میگیره.
Now can adulterers go to heaven?
آیا زناکار میتونه به بهشت
بره؟
بله میتونه بره.
If they were saved,
اگر نجات پیدا کرده قبل از کشتنش قبل از اینکه در حقیقت به سنگسارش کنن در خداونده.
They lose their life on earth.
زندگی زمینیشون از دست
میدن. They lose opportunity to serve God on this earth.
موقعیت خدمتشون رو به خداوند از دست میدن.
Their opportunity to store up treasures for themselves in heaven.
موقعیت پاداش جمع کردن در آسمان رو از دست میدن.
But then after this is carried out.
اما بعد از اینکه این اتفاق افتاد.
The remaining spouse.
اون همسرش.
Is not bound and she is a widow now, and can remarry again and start a new life.
در حقیقت اون زنش دیگه بهش وابسته نیست. دقیقا تموم میشه، آزاد میشه. اون فرد لاغر میتونه زندگی کنه.
And this is what is right in
درست جامعه خداوند همین بوده. شوهر زنا کرده، کشته میشه که زنش آزاد بشه بتونه دوباره زندگی کنه.
People today think this is extreme.
اما امروز فکر میکنن خیلی مشکل وجود داره.
But it's actually righteous.
نیکوکاره.
How do you know how many people should be put to death that get to be the law?
امروز اگه شریعت باشه باید اعدام بشن.
Yeah, in our society.
تو جامعه ما؟
Yes, I know.
میدونم.
Yeah, that shows you how wicked and depraved our society is.
چقدر جامعهمون گند زده.
Yeah, but don't you think if this would be the law?
اگه شریعت امروز این بود،
we would have a lot less adultery being committed.
زنا کمتر نمیشد.
Yeah, if the older would know. If I do this,
اگر من این قدمو بردارم,
and it's found out, I'll be dead.
فردا میمیرم.
I think there will be very little adultery.
فکر میکنم خیلی زنا تو دنیامون کم میشد.
Yeah. So when this physical act between a man and a woman,
وقتی این رابطه بین زن و مرد,
yeah, is done outside the marriage,
خارج از ازدواج,
involving a married person,
و یکی از اون کسایی که این کار انجام
it carries the death penalty.
کرده جرمش ادامه.
Yeah, for both parties involved, yeah, the man and the woman.
چه مرد و چه زن.
Now let's look at the same act, but outside the marriage, with unmarried people.
به یه نفر دیگه.
And see what the Bible tells about the consequences
of that. این اتفاق میفته ولی ازدواج نکرده.
Again, it's a sin. It's wicked. It's wrong.
گناه زشته.
But there's a different punishment.
اما مجازاتش.
Exodus 22.
خروج 22.
Exodus 22. And read verses 16 and 17.
آیه 16 و 17.
And if a man enties a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. If her father utterly refused to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins.
اگر مردی دوشیزه ای را که نامزد کسی نباشد اقوا کند و با او هم بستر شود، باید مهریهش را بپردازد و او را به زنی بگیرد. اگر پدر دختر به این فرد راضی نباشد، او را به وی دهد، باز مرد مکلف است مبلغی برابر مهریه دوشیزگان به او بپردازد.
Yeah, so if a man enties a maid and lie with her,
and
this of course is saying things in a way not to be graphic. Yeah, it talks about the physical relationship that belongs in marriage, but they're doing it before they're married. And by the way, this is not a forced situation. This is not a forced situation.
Yeah,
he entices her.
که در حقیقت به زور این کار رو بکنه یا تجاوز باشه.
There are some modern false correct Bible translations that messes up.
مقدس اشتباه کرده و میگه اجباره.
And they make it about, oh, this girl is being raped.
که در حقیقت این زن تجاوز شده بهش.
And then of course the next thing that people will say, oh, the Bible teaches that you need to marry your rapist. That is insane. But that's what you get with some of those corrupt Bible translations. So this is not forced. Both parties have consented to this. And what is the punishment? Are they executed? No. The consequence is that now that this guy has to marry this girl.
باید ازدواج کنه.
Yeah, he cannot just use her and then ditch her.
نمیتونه فقط ازش استفاده کنه و ولش کنه.
He has to marry her.
باید باهاش ازدواج کنه.
Unless her father,
مگر پدر دختر,
decides he doesn't want to give his daughter to this loser.
دخترش رو به این فرد بده.
Yeah, this warmonger.
اون کسی که در حقیقت زناکاره.
And then he has to pay money.
پس باید مهریه پرداخت.
He has to pay the dowry for this girl.
مهریه این دختر رو که پدر مشخص میکنه.
Without getting to marry her.
و باز هم حتی ازدواج هم نکنه
yeah,
باید
but
بده.
Do you see that there is a difference, that there are two kind of sins?
می‌بینید دو تا تفاوت گناه وجود داره.
Yeah, there's adultery.
زنایی.
Married people involved.
که کسی که ازدواج کرده درونش هست.
Both parties are executed.
که هر دو تاشون کشته میشن.
Then you have fornication.
ازدواج زنا میکنه.
Between unmarried people.
و در حقیقت زنایی داریم که غیر ازدواج مجردا انجام میده.
Yeah, then the guy is forced to marry the girl.
و اون فرد مجبور ازدواج کنه با اون دختر.
Or the father doesn't want to give his daughter. To this guy, he has to pay the dowry.
باید پول پرداخت کنه مهریه پرداخت.
Both are wicked sins.
هر دو تاش گناهای بدی هستند.
But there's a difference.
اما تفاوتی وجود داره.
With adultery, there is the addition of breaking a vow.
یک شرط عهد دیگه هم شکسته میشه که درونش.
And that's why it carries a heavy judgment.
برای همین که مشخصات سختی داره.
I understand that in Farsi it's more difficult to keep them apart.
میدونم که در زبان
فارسی using the same word
سخت زنا و زنا رو از هم دیگه جداش کرد.
In English we have two words. In Dutch we have two words.
در هلندی دو تا زبان کلمه داریم، در انگلیسی هم دو تا کلمه داریم.
I hope that you see that there are these the rest of the difference.
تفاوت این زناها وجود داره.
Yeah, you just need to pay more attention to the context to find those words in.
ببینین که در چه شرایطی بوده، ببینین در مورد چه زمانی داره صحبت میکنه و چه عملی باید در اون زمان انجام بشه.
Both wrong. Both wicked.
گناهه، هر دو تاش بده، هر دو تاش اشکال داره.
Adultery is worse simply because
there's an added breaking of vows. اما زنایی که در ازدواج اتفاق افتاده بدتر از هر زنای دیگه.
And before I go on, I just want to make another remark about this passage you just read from Exodus.
از قسمتی که در خروج خوندیم براتون.
I want you to also see the role of the father.
ببینید پدر چه وظیفه‌ای داره.
Yeah, the father has the right.
پدر حق داره.
Yeah, to determine if the daughter can marry this person or not.
که این دخترش ازدواج کنه با این فرد یا نه.
No, I'm not against, I'm not for arranged marriages.
من نمیگم که زن و شوهر باید زن و شوهر بچه‌هاتون رو باید انتخاب کنین شوهرشون.
But I do expect my daughters.
اما من توقع دارم دخترام اجازه بگیرن از من.
And respect my vote in the matter.
و حرف من رو هم تو تصمیم گیری قبول کنم.
Now I think this guy is no good for them.
وقتی من بفهمم و بگم این مرد به درد نمیخوره.
And then I say no.
من میگم
don't marry this loser.
و با این کسی که باخته است ازدواج نکن.
I expect to be obeyed.
توقع دارم که دخترم قبول کنه.
How should they be?
چه جوری باید باشن؟
Let's start with the basics. Need to be a born again Christian.
اول از همه باید اون فرد ایماندار ایماندار باشه. اگر فرد ایمان نداشته باشه، اولین قدمی که رد.
Is he a lazy bum?
اینم یه تنبله و فقط نشسته داره کار نمیکنه.
A warmonger.
کسی که با همه بچه دخترها میخوابه.
Not approved.
اصلا قبول.
A warmonger trying to get to my daughter.
یک کسی که حاضر با همه هست و میخواد دستش به دختره من برسه.
Then a sudden death or event might occur.
ممکنه مرگ کسی هم اتفاق بیفته.
I'm just kidding. or maybe I'm not kidding.
Yeah. شوخی کنم شاید شوخی نکنم.
Yeah, but I want my daughters to marry godly men.
شام که دختران با مرد خدا دوست ازدواج
کنند. I'm trying to raise godly daughters so they can marry godly men.
دخترای بزرگ میکنم که در خدا خداپرست.
So they'll be blessed.
و در نتیجه با کسی که خدا رو
می‌پرسته. So my grandchildren will be blessed.
که برکت داشته باشه، که نوه‌های من هم برکت داشته
باشن. Remember we spoke about it last week. Generational blessings and curses.
صحبت کردیم نسل‌هایی که برکت می‌گیریم، نسل‌هایی که نفرین می‌گیریم.
So we're talking about two different sins here.
دو تا گناه رو داریم در موردش صحبت می‌کنیم.
And I'm making this big effort. Because if you don't understand that there are two words of two things for the and the same word is used, you're going to be confused about some things in regards to divorce and remarriage if you read your Bible. Yeah. So what I showed you before should tell you it's always wrong to divorce your spouse. Yeah. But let me give you some statements from Jesus.
بذارین چند تا جمله از عیسی مسیح بهتون بگم.
It clearly showed that there's no way out of a marriage.
هیچ رابطه ای
It's still there to his part.
از بیرون اومدن ازدواج نیست تا مرگ ما رو از هم جدا کنه.
And no, that's not a process you can speed up. That's called murder.
که نمیشه سریش کرد، به اون میگن قتل.
Go to Mark chapter 10.
مرقس فصل 10.
Read verses 11 and 12.
10 و 11.
And he said unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committed adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery.
و در خانه باز شاگردانش همین را از وی سوال نمودند. به دیشان گفت هر که زن خود را طلاق دهد و دیگری را ازدواج کند بر حق وی زنا کرده باشد.
Yeah, this is Jesus speaking.
اینجاست عیسی صحبت میکنه.
You put away your wife and marry another.
زن رها میکنی و با کس دیگه ازدواج میکنی.
You are committing adultery against her.
زنا میکنی بر ضد زنه.
Now why is it adultery?
چرا زناه؟
Oh, I was divorced. I put away my wife.
ای طلاق گرفته بودم که.
But it's because it's still death do your part.
تا زمانی که مرگ شما رو.
You're bound till one of you die.
تا زمانی که یکیتون بمیره.
And then the opposite, if a woman puts away her husband and be married to another, she commits adultery.
او زنا میکنه.
Yeah, this goes both directions.
دو طرف است.
Any exceptions?
آیا تفاوتی وجود داره؟
No exceptions.
آیا استثنایی وجود داره؟ استثنایی وجود
نداره. And I'm reading them because there are people who think there are exceptions. And I will address those in a moment.
استثنا وجود داره ولی استثنایی.
Go to Luke 16. Luke 16 verse 18. Whosoever put away his wife and married another committed adultery. And whosoever married her that is put away from her husband committed adultery.
هر که زن خود را طلاق دهد و دیگری را ازدواج کند زناکار بود و هر که زن طلاق گرفته مردی را به ازدواج خیش درآورد زنا کرده باشد.
Jesus speaking again, same thing.
Now,
notice also that when the one that marries the one that is put away, that's called committing adultery. Oh, he left me. So, oh, now I'm okay to remarry. No, you are bound until the other dies. It's even wrong if you are the one being ditched.
و خصوصا اگر کسی که حتی اگر هم شما رها شدین
you need to stay single till your other spouse
تا زمانی متوجه
your spouse dies
که اون همسرتون بمیره.
That is what the Bible says. There's no exceptions.
همینو میگه و هیچ فرقی وجودش
نداره. Yeah, clear statements from Jesus.
کلام خداوند آشکار.
Different angles showing you it's always wrong. Now let you show me two more verses. And these are the verses that people will go to, will say, oh, there's some reason that you can actually divorce your spouse in the Bible. Yeah, go to Matthew 5. And you will see that that's important that you understand what these two words mean. Otherwise, it becomes confusing.
But
there are two versions of this. Yeah, fornication between unmarried people and adultery when there's a married people involved, person involved. Matthew 5:32. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery.
اما به شما میگویم هر کس به غیر علت زنا زن خود را از خود جدا کند باعث زنا کردن او میباشد و هر که زن طلاق داده شده را به زنی بگیرد زنا کرده.
So here's what they will say.
See,
that is a reason here.
دلیل وجود داره.
There's one reason given.
Yeah.
Why it's okay for me to divorce my spouse? Jesus says it here. And when they see this word fornication, they think this can be any sin in this area. So now if they can catch their spouse with doing anything that remotely looks like that,
yeah,
oh, you look with lust at that other woman.
Oh,
now you're guilty and divorce can be reactivated. Now the modern Bible translations, the corrupt modern Bible translations have even confused this more. By using vague terms to describe what fornication is.
Opening it up to mean anything.
But think of that. If this would be true, then Jesus is contradicting himself
in
what he said in Luke and Mark that we just read.
No exceptions.
When he gives this black and white statements. And Jesus would be contradicting all these other statements that we already looked at.
Because
we clearly saw there is no exception.
روشن دیدیم که استثنایی وجود نداره.
So what is this about?
این در مورد چیست؟
Now you have probably the same word being mentioned in this passage.
و یک کلمه در این فصل استفاده شده.
So it will sound odd to you.
شاید به نظرتون
Yeah, because it sounds in English it would sound like oh because of adultery.
به خاطر زنا.
You divorce her.
طلاقش میدی.
And then you cause her to commit adultery.
و باعث میشه که اون زنا کنه.
You don't think then she already committed adultery.
زنا کرده بود دیگه پس چجوری باعث میشم زنا کنه.
That's not what it actually says.
ولی معنیش این نیست.
The first word is not adultery as with a married person.
نیست.
The first word is fornication as between unmarried people.
در حقیقت زنایی است که بین دو تا زن و شوهر اتفاق میفته.
So what does it mean?
یعنی چی؟
Now it points back to something that had happened before that marriage.
قبل از این ازدواج اتفاقی که افتاده باشه.
Yeah, it points back to a woman who played the whore before they were married.
زنی که در حقیقت زن خرابی بوده قبل از ازدواجش.
Yeah, she is not a virgin as the man thought he would marry.
اونجوری که زن فکر میکرده باکره باشه نبوده و در اول ازدواج پیدا
میشه. This is actually the only circumstance.
تنها شرایطی هست که
at the very beginning of a marriage, where this is found out,
ازدواج وقتی پیدا میشه که زن
that a marriage could be nullified.
میتونه تمومش کنه.
Go to Matthew 19. But that's another verse where it comes up.
And
in Matthew 19, Jesus is responding to the Pharisees. And they're coming up with these questions on in regards to divorce papers. Yeah, because Moses had said to give a bill of divorce. And they think they can do this for any reason. Let's first read the verse where it's about, and then we're going to read the context. Matthew 19, verse 9. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committed adultery, and whoso married her, which is put away, doth commit adultery.
و به شما میگویم هر که زن خود را به غیر عدت زنا طلاق دهد و دیگری را ازدواج کند زناکار است و هر که زن طلاق گرفته ای را ازدواج کند زناکار
است. So again we have an exception here for fornication being mentioned.
باز هم کلمه زناکار استفاده
میشه. And this points back to imprecation in the Old Testament.
به یک موضوعی در عهد عتیق.
But let's first read the context, yeah?
بیایم موضوع رو بخونیم.
Go a couple of verses back and read verse 3.
چند آیه قبلش رو گوش بدیم آیه 3.
Yeah, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Verse 3.
پس فریسیان آمدن تا او را امتحان کنند و گفتند آیا جایز است مرد زن خود را به هر علتی طلاق دهد؟
Now of course the answer is absolutely no.
جواب اینه که 100% نه.
Listen to the answer Jesus gives.
و این جواب این
read 4 to 6.
آیه 4 تا 6.
And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.
او در جواب ایشان گفت, مگر نخوانده اید که خالق در ابتدا ایشان را مرد و زن آفرید؟ و گفت, از این جهت مرد پدر و مادر خود را رها کرده به زن خویش بپیوندد, و هر دو یک تن خواهند شد. بنابراین بعد از آن دو نیستند, بلکه یک تن هستند. پس آنچه را خدا پیوست, انسان جدا نسازد.
Pretty clear response.
خیلی روشن جوابمونو
میده. No, it's not okay. No, you cannot divorce. Don't break a marriage up.
رابطه ی ازدواج رو به هم نزنید.
Yeah, now comes the follow-up question.
برمیگردیم به یک سوال دیگه از فریسیان آیه 7.
They say unto him, why did Moses then command the giving of the, to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And of course, the Pharisees are trying to catch Jesus. So they're saying, if we cannot divorce our wives,
اگر ما نتونیم از زن و شوهرمون رو طلاق بدیم,
why then did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement?
چرا موسی گفته بنویسیم برگه طلاقو؟
And allow a wife to be put away?
اجازه بدیم که زنمون رو بذاریم کنار؟
Here's the answer. Verse 8. He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so.
ایشان گفت, موسی به سبب سنگدلی شما را اجازه داد که زنان خود را طلاق دهید.
Now, first of all, it says it's because of the hardness of your heart. It's not because it was right.
Yeah,
we have laws in the Bible that were given knowingly that people will sin. Giving us instruction how to deal with the situation when it happens. So is it then okay? To divorce because Jesus says, oh, there is this thing there and it's okay, the Pharisees point into it. Yeah, because the next verse is 9. Yeah? We already read it. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commit adultery, and whoso married her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. 9.
No.
Matthew 19:9. The next verse.
No.
We already read it before, but.
و به شما میگویم هر که زن خود را به غیر علت زنا طلاق دهد و دیگری را ازدواج کند زناکار است و هر که زن طلاق گرفته ای را ازدواج کند زناکار
است. So again, Jesus says, hey, it's wrong. But then he gives this exception. Oh, except for fornication.
مگر اینکه زنا کنه.
But remember, we're talking not about adultery, we're talking about the act between unmarried people.
در مورد زناکاری خارج از ازدواج صحبت نمی کنیم, زنایی که در میان دو تا ازدواج اتفاق میفته.
What is this pointing to?
به چی اشاره
میکنه? What are these Pharisees referring to?
فریسیان به چی دارن اشاره
میکنن? Go to Deuteronomy. تثنیه Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 and 2
24 آیه 1 و 2
When a man had taken a wife and married her and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he had found some uncleanness in her then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house and when she is departed out of his house she may go and be another man's wife
چون کسی زنی اختیار کرده با وی ازدواج کند و سپس در نظرش پسند نیاید از آن رو که چیزی قبیح در او بیاورد و طلاقنامه نوشته به دستش دهد و او را از خانه خیش براند و آن زن از خانه وی روان شده برون و زن مرد دیگری شود
برود زن مرد دیگری شود
و زن مرد دیگری
Now again, this was given because of the hardness of their hearts.
و این به خاطر سنگدلی قلب‌ها داده شد.
Because of unforgiveness.
به خاطر نبخشیدن‌ها.
Yeah, but when was this bill? Could this bill of divorcement be given?
و کی برگه طلاقنامه میتونست داده بشه؟
Now the reason says it's that uncleanness is found in her.
چیزی قبیح درونش.
And it doesn't mean that she didn't take a shower.
معنیش این نیست که حموم نکرده بودا.
This has to do with things that the Bible qualifies as something that is dumb, that is unclean.
ناپاک کثیف.
Yeah, it points to that she is not a virgin.
اعلام میکنه که در حقیقت زنا.
She has committed fornication.
باکره نیست.
Before she got married.
قبل از ازدواجش زنا کرد.
So what happens? He finds out she's not a virgin.
میفهمه که باکره نیست.
While expected her to be.
و توقع داشته باشه.
Yeah, being a virgin is a good thing.
باکره بودن نیکوست.
Yeah, not being a virgin is a bad thing.
باکره نبودن چیز بدی است.
Yeah, I know our current society doesn't think that.
می‌دونیم شرایط.
But this is what God says.
امروزمون این فکر رو نمی‌کنه، اما چیزیه که خداوند بهمون میگه.
Now, in this situation where this would happen.
در اون شرایطی که این اتفاق میفته.
This guy could say, okay.
این آقا میتونسته بگه.
I didn't sign up for this.
من اینو قبول نکردم.
Yeah. I will give her a bill of divorcement.
برگه طلاقو براش میفرستم.
And then she could be sent out.
و میتونه بره خونه خودش.
Now when did it happen?
و کی اتفاق میفته؟
A year into the marriage, 3 months into the marriage.
سه ماه بعد از
ازدواج. No, at the very beginning of that marriage.
روز اول ازدواج.
When it was found out, it could be annulled.
وقتی پیدا شد میتونسته برگه طلاقنامه دادش.
And that girl. Yeah, who had committed fornication?
که قبلاً زنا کرده بوده.
Yeah, could still marry another.
هنوز میتونه با یکی.
She wasn't doomed to be single for the rest of the life.
تا آخر عمر در حقیقت قرار نیست مجرد.
Yeah, she had to conform to the other guy of the new guy she would marry.
اما حتماً با هر کسی که قرار ازدواج کنه باید صادق میبوده و اعلام میکرد.
That is what the provision was for.
ولی این کار برای این موضوع بوده فقط.
Now let me give you an example of this in the Bible.
یه نمونه از کتاب مقدس و از عهد جدید بتونم.
And it happened to be also in the book of Matthew.
در کتاب متا هست.
Of course that's not a coincidence.
تصادفی نیست که متا این موضوع رو نوشته.
Matthew 1 verses 18 and 19.
متا 1 آیه 18 و 19.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily.
اما ولادت عیسی مسیح چنین بود که چون مریم که چون مادرش مریم به یوسف نامزد شده بود قبل از آن که با هم آیند از روح القدس حامله یافته و شوهرش یوسف چگونه چون که مردی صالح بود و نخواست او را مایه عبرت عمومی نماید پس اراده نمود او را به پنهانی رها کند
Yeah, so Joseph is about to be married to
Yusuf قرار ازدواج کنه با مریم.
Yeah, but the problem is
مشکل اینه که
Joseph thinks that Mary has been with another man.
فکر میکنه مریم با یه مرد
He's not been with her.
من که باش نبودم.
Yeah, he's not the father of the child because she's pregnant.
من پدر این بچه نیستم. اینم حامل است.
So she assumes that she committed fornication.
و برداشت اینه که زنا کرده خارج از ازدواج. در حقیقت به اینه کسی
Something
که ازدواج نکرده
before the marriage.
قبل از ازدواج این اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, because now she's pregnant.
و الان حامل است.
And Joseph thinks, I didn't sign up for this.
یوسف میگه من اینو قبول نکردم.
I'm not going to raise somebody else's child.
بچه یکی دیگر من بزرگ نمی کنم. من طلاق میدم.
And it says he isn't just man for doing that.
و میگه عادله که این کارو بکنه.
And he wants to not make a public spectacle out of Mary, so he wants to do it privately.
ما یه عبرت عمومی بشه، پس در نتیجه خصوصی میخواد.
Of course we know Mary didn't commit fornication.
میدونیم که مریم زنا نکرده بوده.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit
روح القدس در رحمش قرار گرفته بود و عیسی مسیح در رحمش.
In a womb. And of course, the angel is disclosing this to Joseph.
و فرشته همین رو آشکار میکنه به یوسف.
Okay.
که یوسف همین رو درک کنه.
I can marry her. She didn't do this.
میتونم باهاش ازدواج کنم چون زنا نکرده.
Yeah. But that is actually the example of the situation that has been given in Matthew 5 and Matthew 19 that we just read. Except for fornication. Except for something that happened before that marriage. Because when it happens after that marriage, it's called adultery.
Yeah,
the one that is married person, married people are adultery. Yeah, the one that actually has the death penalty. Yeah, so both are wicked sins. They're very similar.
But there is a difference.
Yeah, it's worse when a married person is involved because there's also a breaking of vows.
Now, let me
show you how we as a church need to deal with this specific sin.
How
we should deal with fornicators.
And
for that matter, adulterers. Go to 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9. I wrote unto you an epistle, not to company with fornicators. Yeah, if somebody is a fornicator, are we then to hang out with them? Should we have company with fornicators? No. But there's a qualification coming up. Because Paul is speaking about a specific group of fornicators. Read the next verse. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 10.
یا تمنکاران و یا ستمکاران یا خودپرستان که در این صورت میباید از دنیا بیرون شوید.
Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then she needs to go out of the world. So, not any fornicator, not any extortioner, not any idolater. Why not? Because we don't have to leave this world.
Why?
Because this is what this world is into. This is behavior that we can expect from those that are in the world.
Yeah?
Do not be surprised if your unsafe neighbor is a fornicator or an idolater or an extortioner. Because this is what sinful man does. Yeah, this is when the temptations of the flesh are given into. So what group of fornicators are we not to hang out with?
Read verse 11.
But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an adulterer or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, which is a one know not to eat.
اما الان به شما می نویسم اگر کسی که برادر خوانده می شود زناکار یا طماع یا بت‌پرست یا فحاش یا میگسار یا ستمگر باشد با چنین شخص معاشرت مکنید بلکه قضا هم مکنید.
Yeah, so here's a kind of fornicator and others as well that you are not to hang out with. That you don't keep company with. That you don't even eat with. It's a kind that's called a brother. Meaning somebody who claims the name of Christ. Somebody who comes to church. If that person is in one of these sins that are mentioned here, yeah, that person needs to be put out of the church. Meaning nobody in the church keeps contact with this person. Yeah, this is a corporate punishment that involves the whole church.
عمومیه همه کلیسا با هم دیگه این تصمیم
Everybody cut ties.
همه رابطه رو قطع میکنن.
Can you pray for them? Yes, you can pray
for them. میتونی براشون دعا کنی. 100% میتونی.
We're not to hang out with them.
نه اینکه معاشرت داشته باشی.
Read the next two verses.
دو تا آیه بعدی.
12 and 13.
12 و 13.
1 Corinthians 5, 12 and 13. For what have I do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourself that wicked person.
زیرا مرا چه کار است که بر آنانی که خارجند داوری کنم؟ آیا شما بر اهل داخل داوری نمی کنید؟ اما آنانی که در خارجند خدا داوری خواهد کرد. پس آن شریر را از میان خواهد برند.
میان خود برند.
Put away among yourselves from among yourself that wicked person.
پس آن شریر را از میان خود برانید.
Oh, you're judging that person.
آه، قضاوت می‌کنی به اون فرد.
Yes, you're right.
بله، قضاوت می‌کنی.
Yeah, it's my job to judge that person.
وظیفه منه که داوری کنم اون فرد.
We are to judge those that are within.
باید داوری کنیم درون خودمون رو.
Not our unsaved neighbor.
نه همسایه بیرونمون رو.
Yeah, God will deal with those.
خداوند خود اونها رو داوری می‌کنه.
We've been given the responsibility
to judge those that are within. داوریه که درونمون هستن داده شده.
Those who claim the name of Christ.
کسایی که نام مسیح رو می‌خونن. کسایی که کلیسا میان بعد اعلام بشن.
And we have several sins that are mentioned.
چند تا گناه نام برده شده.
Including fornication.
یکیش زنا.
Yeah, which automatically also includes adultery.
که 100 درصد یکیش زنا.
It's just a worse version of it in that sense.
یه نوع زنای بدتره که.
Definitely to deal with. It's not condoned in this church.
خودمون بس کنارش باش داوری کنیم و تحملش نکنیم.
It is dealt with according to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 5.
اول قرنتیان برخورد میشه.
Now, I told you this before. I don't need to hear everybody's sins. Yeah? I don't want to know all
of them.
But if somebody is involved in these specific sins that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5,
I
do need to know because I need to deal with them.
چون کلیسا باید باهاشون کنار بیاد. برخورد کنه.
Sometimes people think, "Oh, why is not dealing with this person? He does this and that."
چرا فلانی کار میکنه، این کارو میکنه، هیچ کاری نمیکنه.
Here's the answer.
جواب اینه.
I don't know.
نمیدونم.
I don't know about the problem.
مشکلشو نشنیدم.
Or I have only heard a rumor.
یا فقط غیبت شنیدم.
I can't act on a rumor.
رو غیبت که نمیشه کار کرد.
People say all kinds of weird things.
هر کسی هر چی دلش بخواد میگه.
I need actual witnesses.
من به شاهدای واقعی نیاز دارم.
Before I can deal with these things.
قبل از اینکه بتونم با گناهی کنار بیام و عملش کنم و تصمیم بگیرم براش.
Yeah, and that means witnesses that
شاهدایی که
for example have caught people in the act, whatever the sin was.
خودشون تجربه کردن و خودشون اینو دیدن.
Yeah, but also
همچنین
yeah, if people are approached by a person encouraging them to commit that sin.
مگه یه کسی به سمتشون اومده و تشویقشون میکنه که این زنا رو بکنن.
Yeah, but they refuse.
گناه بکنن و ردش کنن.
But that's still the act of a person who is like that.
اما یه رفتار یه نفری هست که تشویق میکنه به زنا.
Why does the Bible speak about that we have to deal with these specific sins?
چرا کلام خداوند میگه این گناه ها رو باید باهاش برخورد کنیم؟
Yeah, we read already. Because these sins are like leaven. They will spread in the church if we're not dealing with them. It will affect more and more. And the earlier we can deal with those sins, the better it is.
کمتر آسیب
می‌زنه. So it's to protect the church.
اینی که حفاظت کنیم از بقیه اعضای کلیسا.
It also sends a very strong message to the person that has been thrown out of the church.
جدی برای اون کسی که از کلیسا اخراج شده فرستاده میشه.
Yeah. It's wrong.
اشتباست.
Yeah, you need to change.
توبه کن.
This is the consequence.
و اشتباست.
And it makes clear to everybody else in the church.
و برای همه کسایی که
لیسا رو
درک خواهند کرد.
This is not tolerated here. This is not something that is right inside the church.
توی کلیسای ما همچین گناهی تحمل نخواهد شد.
And let me also give you a fourth reason.
چهارمین دلیل رو بهتون بگم.
It also sends a message to outside.
یه پیامی هم به خارج از کلیسا می‌فرسته.
Because they know then that we don't condone these things.
که ما تحمل این گناه‌ها رو نداریم.
There have been going rumors around.
میدونم که بحثایی بوده که در موردش
where people say oh this is happening in the church and they're okay with it.
ايه تو کلیسا این اتفاق میفته همه قا اوکی.
Yeah, that's not the case.
نه این اتفاق نیست.
Absolutely not. But I can only act on things when I know them.
اما زمانی عمل میشه کرد توی کلیسا که بدونیم واقعیت و ثابت بشه که واقعیت.
When we do this,
و وقتی این کارو میکنیم,
it's a serious action.
و جدیه و کوچیکم نمیگیریم.
It has spiritual consequences.
از لحاظ روحانی هم تحت تاثیر روحانی قرار میگیره.
Yeah, it's not just that they cannot come to the church building.
نه اینکه فقط وارد کلیسا نمیتونن بشن, ساختمون کلیسا بسته است.
It's not just that people in the church keeping company with them.
که رابطه مشارکت نداشته.
Go to 1 Corinthians 5 verse 5.
اما اول قرنتیان فصل 5 آیه 5 بهمون میگه چه اتفاقی میفته.
And again, it's not a matter if somebody goes to heaven or not. That's
بحث من در مورد نجات یه نفر نیست که آیا به بهشت میره یا نمیره. نجات یک نفر
است. Listen to the language that Paul uses.
ایمانش هم فقط خداوند و خودش میدونه.
1 Corinthians 5:5.
5:5.
To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
چنین شخص به شیطان سپرده شود برای نابودی جسم تا روح در روز خداوند عیسی نجات یابد.
Yeah. It is delivering somebody over to Satan.
یه نفر رو به دست شیطان سپرده.
For the destruction of the flesh.
تا نابودی.
That's not a small thing.
یه چیز کوچیک نیست.
Now, what is the desired outcome of this?
نتیجه امید که نتیجهمون چیه؟ نتیجهمون امیدمون به چه نتیجه‌ایه؟
Yeah, that a person repents.
که نفر توبه کنه.
And comes back.
و برگرده.
And then we forgive and we forget.
و فراموش میکنیم.
Yeah, we want to see that person.
میخوایم ببینیم که اون فرد
get back on track doing the right things.
برگرده به مسیر درست زندگی.
Not the wrong things.
و اشتباه رو تکرار نکنه.
And let me also interject. Yeah, if you are living in one of those sins.
اگه خود شما در یکی از این گناه‌ها زندگی می‌کنید.
On the First Corinthians 5.
در اول قرنتیان فصل 5.
You think nobody knows.
که الان هیچکی نمی‌دونه.
Now, first of all, God knows.
خداوند
می‌دونه. And the Bible warns, your sin will find you out.
و بالاخره گناهتون آشکار میشه پیدا.
Get away from it.
همین الان
ازش. It is destructive to you.
نابودتون می‌کنه.
Yeah, stay away from fornication.
از زنا دوری کنید.
From adultery.
از زنا دوری کنید.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 6.
اول قرنتیان فصل
6. 1 Corinthians 6:18.
آیه 18.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
از زنا بگریزید. هر گناهی که آدمی می‌کند بیرون از بدن است. اما زناکار بر بدن خود گناه می‌کند.
Now flee fornication.
از زناکار.
Run screaming in the other direction.
از زناکاری فرار کنید. مخبود و اینجا که می‌تونید. Yeah.
If somebody tries to draw you into this.
اگر یه نفر تلاش می‌کنه شما رو به سمت اون بکشونه.
That's a person you should not have in your circle of friends.
اون کسی که بین دوستاتون باش رابطه نداشته باشه.
Yeah. That's a person who is like leaven.
مثل مایه خمیره.
They're going to bring harm to you, to your family.
بالاخره آسیبی به تو و به خانواده وادت میرسونه.
Yeah, come tell me.
بیا بهم بگی.
Yeah, so we can deal with them.
که بتونیم اون فردی که این مشکل باش کنار بیاد.
Oh, but I struggle. What do I do?
اما من ضعف دارم.
You resist those temptations of the flesh.
از وسوسه‌های جسمت مقابله کن.
Yeah, you deny your flesh.
جسمت رو رد کن.
You deny self.
خودت رو رد کن.
Because it's wrong.
چون اشتباهه.
Yeah, it's wicked to express those lusts.
اگر outside of a marriage. خارج از ازدواج.
You need to keep yourself pure.
گناه کردیم. خودمون رو خالص نگه داریم.
1 Corinthians 7:2.
اول قرنتیان فصل 7 آیه 2.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
اما به خاطر زنا هر مرد زن خود را بدارد و هر زن شوهر خود را بدارد.
How do you avoid fornication? Especially young people. Yeah, get married. Because the marriage bed is undefiled.
Yeah,
it's not that God doesn't want you to enjoy this. You can enjoy that relationship for the rest of your life. With your own wife, with your own husband. But read on. 1 Corinthians 7, I read verses 3 to 5. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife had not power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband had not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one to another, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency.
و شوهر حق زن را ادا نماید و همچنین زن حق شوهر را. زن بر بدن خود مختار نیست بلکه شوهرش، و همچنین مرد نیز در اختیار بدن خود ندارد بلکه زنش. از یک دیگر جدایی مگزینید مگر مدتی به رضای طرفین، تا برای روزه و عبادت فارغ باشید و باز با هم پیوندید، مبادا شیطان شما را به سبب ناخویشنداری.
And then, if you're married,
اگر ازدواج کردین،
it's wicked if you refuse that relationship from your spouse.
اگر اجازه ندین همسرتون رابطه رو باهاتون داشته باشه.
Yeah, I've literally heard one time.
یه بار شنیدم.
And it was an like lessons or a conference about marriage.
یه کنفرانس در مورد ازدواج بود.
Supposedly Christian.
یک مسیحی مثلا، مسیحی نبود.
And they were encouraging the spouse, the other one, to refuse the relationship to get things done. To bargain. That is wicked. That is wicked. That is defrauding your spouse. Yeah, the Bible calls it fraud.
Why?
Because when you got married, you signed up for that. That's part of being married. And why shouldn't you do this?
چرا این کار نباید بکنی؟
Because you're going to put your spouse in a situation that he or she is easily more easily tempted.
شرایطی قرار میدین یا زنتون رو که خیلی راحت وسوسه شه و در اون بیفته و اشتباه کنه.
Now if they do it would be their sin.
بله اگه بیفته گناه اوست.
They would be wrong.
اون اشتباه کرده.
But if you be the one denying that relationship.
اما اگر تو جلوی اون رابطه
you are wrong too.
تو هم اشتباه کردی.
Yeah. Fornication,
زنا,
yeah, between unmarried people,
بین کسایی که قبل از ازدواجشون اتفاق میفته گناهه.
It's dirty, it's unclean,
پاک نیست,
it's not pure,
خالص نیست,
wicked,
پلیده.
Yeah, the Bible calls a person like that a warmonger.
کلام خداوند میگه یه کسی که آدم نجسی است.
The girl is called a whore.
و در حقیقت اون خانم
not pretty words.
خراب کلامای بدی ازش استفاده میکنه.
Yeah, girls, you're better than that.
دخترا,
you're more valuable than that.
خیلی بهتر از این, بزرگتر از این دارین, خیلی بیشتر از این ارزش دارین.
Adultery between
زنا
of where a married person is involved.
اما وقتی در میان کسی باشه که ازدواج کرده.
Which is even worse.
بدتره.
Because on top of what I just mentioned.
چون اون بالایی که اعلام کردم براتون.
There's also the breaking of the marriage vow.
شکستن عهد ازدواج.
Something that God takes very seriously.
و خداوند اون رو خیلی جدی میگیره.
Yeah. Blessings come from having that relationship in the right place.
برکت از زمانی اتفاق میفته که رابطه داشته باشیم در ازدواج.
Curses come from having this relationship outside of that marriage.
که خارج از این ازدواج اتفاق بیفته تو زندگی.
Young people, you need to keep yourself pure.
جوانان عزیزمون خودتون رو خالص نگه دارین.
You need to be faithful to your spouse.
اونایی که سنتون بالاتره وفادار بمانید به همسرتون.
And if you have temptations, you need to deny yourself.
اگر وسوسه دارین
fight those temptations.
از وسوسه هامون مقابله کنیم و خودمون رو هر روزه به صلیب
بکشیم. Let's end with Proverbs 6:32.
به امثال 6:32
تمام. But whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul.
808.
همان مردی که با زنی زنا میکند عاری از عقل است. آنکه چنین کند خویشتن را هلاک میسازد.
آمین.
آمین.